I don't know about you, but I sure was glad that new Apple phone finally hit the market and the hype can settle back down to normal settings. The CEO, Tim Cook, flattered himself that, well, this was the biggest thing since, well, the last biggest thing. A world changer, a revolutionary leap for mankind, a huge step toward, well, personal insolvency for man. $1,000 starting price. Well, actually, $999.99. Keep a penny for a rainy day. Tim says the screen is border to border. Big. A game changer. You plan to watch Gone with the Wind on it? Clark Gable will be about 1 inch tall. Civil War will shrink to something slightly this side of monumental. Atlanta burning will look like a marshmallow roast for a couple of Girl Scouts. Tim mentioned how it'll have facial recognition. Sweet. That's got to be worth a few hundred to feel like an actor in Star Trek. And apps? Oh boy, it's got room for some apps and plenty to spare. I get that we're a mobile society now. I watch folks in the grocery store checking their phone. I see people standing at the bus stop scrolling their email. I hear guys in the stall next to me talking to clients who never imagine their caller is sitting pants down doing you know what. I know the kids would rather go naked into school than go without their smarty phones. And I know I'm the last Luddite holdout for not carrying a cell phone with me everywhere I go. I gotta admit, when I buried my truck in the sand 2 days ago launching my rowboat down at the beach and began the long trek home, it would have been nice to just call up a neighbor to come and get me. But the walk did me good, and believe me, the next day when I launched my boat, I was a wee more cautious about driving onto the beach, learning, as usual, from the school of hard knocks. And yeah, I understand totally that the world wants to be hardwired together now. Social media rules, privacy is dead, the virtual world is dominant, nobody gives a damn about some curmudgeon who walks the beach with his trousers rolled up and doesn't carry a phone. But Tim, ask yourself if this brave new phone, the revolutionary $1,000 computer on a string, is going to make life better for us mere mortals. Or is it just another bump on your stock market valuation? And yeah, Tim, I know. You can't call me to tell me which it is. My bad.